This is A Pirate's Life for Me. Each week, we'll highlight East Carolina alumni achievements from around the Pirate Nation. And now, from the studios of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930 in Uptown Greenville, here are your hosts, Paul Clifford and Jennifer Watson.
Hello, Pirate Nation, and welcome to A Pirate's Life for Me. I'm Paul Clifford.
And I'm Jennifer Watson, and thank you for joining us for tonight's show.
Well, to keep the theme of A Pirate's Life for Me going, we're going to talk about food today.
You know, that has become a theme for us, Paul.
It has. Our guest today is Billy Parker of Parker's Barbecue, and I'm looking forward to talking to him.
Absolutely, Paul. He's going to tell us some exciting news about additional ways that people can order Parker's. I can't wait to hear what he has
to
say.
Get it worldwide. I'm teasing a little.
Okay.
That's an industry term, radio industry term, where you kind of tease about the topic that you're talking about, and then you really just save it for after the commercial.
Right. That's exactly what we're doing right now. So please stay tuned so that you can hear the answer.
That's right. But before we tell you about all the great things that Billy Parker has going on and what they've had going on really for decades now over at Parker's Barbecue, want to tell you a little bit about what's going on at the Alumni Association. This fall, we at the Alumni Association are hosting Pirate Alumni Receptions all across the great state of North Carolina, and we hope you'll join us for one of these fun, casual events in your hometown. We were just last week, Jennifer, we had a great time down in New Bern. Last night we were in Winston-Salem and had a good time with a group of pirates there. These are terrific events, and our attendees are having just a great time getting together and talking with each other about ECU. And there's a lot of great things to talk about when we're talking about East Carolina.
That's right. Paul, I think the cool thing about these events is that they're very laid back. They're very casual. We just want you to come out and mingle with other pirates, talk about ECU, talk about what you're doing now in your career or in your hometown, and just have a good time.
Absolutely. Well, if you're listening in Lenoir County, we'll be in Kinston at the Chef and Farmer. Next Thursday, October 20th, then on November 3rd, we'll visit with alumni and friends in New Hanover County down at Blue Water Waterfront Grill in Wrightsville Beach. Reception will be held in Raleigh at Sullivan Steakhouse on November 10th, and then we'll be back here in the eastern part of the state at Pia's of Washington in Beaufort County on November 17th.
The next day, we'll head to Wayne County to Murphy's Place in Goldsboro on November 18th, of course, and we are also going to be hosting a reception right here in Pitt County at the Hilton Greenville on December 7th. Our tour is going to wrap up in Mecklenburg County at Charlotte's Upstream on December 8th. And all of these receptions are from 7 to 9 p.m. So it's plenty of time for you to get off work, get home, and get changed and head on back out.
And they're just $5 for Alumni Association members, $10 for non-members, and that includes heavy hors d'oeuvres and non-alcoholic beverages, and a cash bar will be provided at all of these events. All attendees will be entered into a drawing for some great ECU door prizes, and the most important thing is that all are welcome. You don't have to be a graduate of the university to join us for one of these receptions. Please bring a friend along.
Absolutely. And you can get all the details for each of our Pirate Alumni receptions by visiting us online at piratealumni.com, or you can always give us a call at 800-ECU-GRAD.
Well, homecoming's right around the corner, Jennifer, and with homecoming comes our alumni award ceremony. At the end of this month, on the 28th, the Alumni Association will recognize 8 alumni award recipients, and we're so excited to recognize these fantastic individuals for their contributions that they have made not only to the university but to their communities as well.
That's right, Paul. And, you know, each year we truly do rely on nominations from other alumni and friends to help identify those members of the Pirate Nation that truly deserve this prestigious recognition. Each year awards are given for outstanding alumni, distinguished service, and we also welcome in those who did not graduate from the university but have done an awful lot to adopt ECU as their own. We recognize them with honorary alumni awards.
So if you know someone who fits into one of these categories and should be recognized by the Alumni Association and University, go right ahead and nominate them. We accept nominations year-round, but November 1st is the cutoff date for nominees to be considered for our 2012 awards. And, of course, you can find all the information that you would need about each award and the bios of past award recipients on our website at piratealumni.com.
While you're there, please go ahead and download the nomination form, and then you can fill it out and fax it or mail it back to us with the supporting documents documents for your nominee. And of course, we would love for you to join us on Friday, October 28th, here at the end of the month, at the Hilton for this year's Alumni Awards Ceremony and Dinner. It begins at 6 p.m. with a cocktail hour, and the dinner and awards presentations will follow at 7 p.m. Tickets are now on sale and can be purchased by calling the Alumni Association at 800-ECU-GRAD or locally at, and this is a great number, easy to remember, 252-ECU-GRAD.
Absolutely. Well, Jennifer, I've noticed lately watching some college games and definitely a lot of NFL games that a lot of the players will be wearing pink wristbands or they'll have the pink tights on under their suit, the spandex on their legs.
Pink on their shoes.
Yes, and it's all because October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And for ECU, we'll honor those who have faced this disease and raise funds for breast cancer services at the Leo W. Jenkins Cancer Center through a pink ribbon race.
Absolutely, Paul. And on Sunday, October 23rd, you can participate in a 5K run, a 1 mile walk, and bring your children for the Kids Dash. Registration begins at 12 noon. The Kids Dash is at 1:15, and then the race starts at 1:30.
The race fee is $30, but it is free for breast cancer survivors, and the Kids Dash is also free. You can pre-register online at ecrr.us or on active.com. We hope you'll come out and support this important cause.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back with Billy Parker. Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff with live entertainment, games for kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages. Alumni tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children 12 and under are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your alumni tailgate tickets today.
Occasions Party and Tent Rentals is the choice of the East Carolina Alumni Association for all our alumni party and event needs. Serving all of Eastern North Carolina, Occasions is your wedding, party, and corporate event headquarters, offering all your party needs to host the perfect event. Paint your next event purple with Occasions. Call today at 252-752-6326 or visit them online at occasionsrental.net. Make your next event an occasion.
Help ECU honor its best at the 2011 Alumni Awards Dinner and Ceremony on Friday, October 28th at the Hilton Greenville.
The East Carolina Alumni Association will honor 8 individuals for their accomplishments and dedication to ECU.
Do you know an alum or individual who deserves recognition by East Carolina? If so, nominate them by November 1st to be considered for the Outstanding, Distinguished Service, or Honorary Alumni Award.
For registration or nomination details, visit piratealumni.com or call 800-ECU-GRAD. This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today.
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, we're excited to have Billy Parker, owner of Parker's Barbecue, on the show with us today. Welcome to the show, Billy.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Paul.
Let's start right at the very beginning and tell folks how you became an East Carolina Pirate.
Well, I graduated from East Carolina back in 96, but grew up attending ECU games my entire life. My family is from this area. My mother attended East Carolina, and growing up from when I was, as old as I can remember, we grew up going to East Carolina football games, you know, before the stadium expansion. We grew up going to East Carolina basketball games when they had high school bleachers in the Coliseum. So it's been interesting to see how the university has grown, but we've been Pirate fans all our lives.
That is awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the people that were here when you were a student, maybe a professor or an advisor. Who had a big influence on you while you were a student?
Well, you know, a few of the professors that I had were really good professors. Some of my accounting professors, Mr. Hagler, one of the accounting professors over there, was really influential. He was really good. I had a history professor, Carafello was, I think, his name.
Okay.
But he was really good as well. But I had a lot of good professors. The education, I went through the School of Business at East Carolina, and I thought, you know, my education there and the School of Business at the time was really, was solid.
Well, growing up here in Eastern North Carolina and being around the university and then coming to school here, you've been associated with the institution for a good while now. Talk about a favorite memory that you have from being either a fan or a student at East Carolina.
Oh, my favorite memory, I believe it was 91. I was a freshman. I believe it was the Pitt game where we came from behind,
right,
and won that game in the waning seconds. And we went on to reel off a lot of victories that year and win the Peach Bowl. And, you know, me and some friends of mine, you know, caravaned all the way down to Georgia, to Atlanta. And, by far, that was one of my best memories. I mean, it was really, really cool.
Well, you hear a lot.
I need to say that.
Oh yeah, you hear a lot of people talk. The people talk about the Miami game from the Hurricane, and they'll talk about the Peach Bowl victory, but many people point to that Pitt victory at home, 2-point conversion at the end of the game, as one of the hallmark victories in the history of East Carolina football.
It was no doubt one of the biggest things for me, being a freshman. Just getting out of high school, getting used to college, getting used to the atmosphere of, in my mind, you know, I've never been to an SEC football game at the time.
Right.
So East Carolina football was big time football. And that team, the players on that team, it was fantastic.
Now, let's be honest. The statute of limitations have run out. Were you one of the people on the field that day?
I was not on the field that day, but I was on the field when we won the Peach Bowl.
Okay.
That's a great memory. We're talking with one of the owners of Parker's Barbecue, Billy Parker, and you're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, Parker's Barbecue, we know, has been around in Eastern North Carolina for a long time, and I'm sure that all of our listeners have tasted it at least once. Why don't you give us just a little bit of a history of the family company?
Sure. It started with my great uncles, my grandfather's brothers, back in the late 40s. They came back from World War II and decided they were going to go in the barbecue business. Well, at the time, there was already a small barbecue place in Greenville, and they decided to open up the first location in Wilson, North Carolina. And they were open from the late 40s up until 71. My father and grandfather decided to open up another location of Parker's Barbecue here in Greenville. Back in the early 90s, my uncle sold the store in Wilson to some of their employees, and they still do a great job there. But we're the only family left in the business. In 86, we opened up a second store here in Greenville, closer to the university, near Hastings Ford on that side of town, near North Campus Crossing. I think the new intramural fields are close by. And, you know, it's just been a blessing for us. You know, we had a lot of family involved in we were a true family business. You know?
Yeah, you know, that's what struck me when I had the chance to visit with you and Callie the other day, was how this was a family business. And you talked about your grandfather and your grandmother working side by side and how that's continued. Tell that story about how it's really been part of the family.
You know, it's interesting. My uncles, when they started the business in Wilson, had their wives working in the business. And, you know, I didn't know anything different growing up. You know, my aunt and uncle, Bobby and Joan Bullock, who are also owners in the restaurant, they primarily run the location over on Greenville Boulevard. You know, they're husband and wife, and they work in the business. My father and grandfather worked with their wives in the business. And my wife just joined us, Callie Parker. She's working in the business as well. So it's interesting. You know, I have friends that run businesses, and I said, well, does your wife work with you? And they're like, no way. And that's all I've been used to. And it's been a blessing for us. You know, my wife adds a lot to what we do. And my mother has certainly added a lot to what my father, you know, did over the years at the restaurant. And same with my grandmother when my grandfather was there. So, you know, at one time, I had my grandmother, my mother, my grandfather, my father, myself, my brother, cousins, some aunts. We had about a dozen family members working in different parts of the restaurant all at one time.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is an amazing story. And we're big fans of it's Callie Crib Parker and fans of the Crib sisters. They were both members of our ECU Ambassador Program and have come through and have provided a lot of service to the Alumni Association throughout the years. And so we're big fans of not only the barbecue, but of your choice and spouse.
Absolutely. and she's a big fan of the ambassadors. I mean, she still supports it. Matter of fact, we fed all the ambassadors about a month ago.
Right.
And just to kind of give back to them. And that's something that Callie wanted to do, and her heart is still with the ambassador program.
Yeah, well, they're a great group, and we're definitely fans of the barbecue. The one over near Hastings Ford is on the way, kind of on the way home for me, and I stop there frequently. My husband really enjoys it. Well, you know, you're talking about people adding to the business. You guys have been really adding to your business lately because you are taking your business forward, and you are now online. And for those of you who came to East Carolina University and love Eastern North Carolina barbecue, you can now get Parker's Barbecue anywhere, which is awesome.
You know, that's something we're really excited about. You know, over the past, I'd say, year, we've been working to develop a way for us to ship our barbecue. And it's been really customer-driven for us. A lot of customers, you know, that have graduated from ECU, relocated to someplace else, you know, across the state, or a lot of times out of state, they can't find Eastern North Carolina style barbecue where they live. So they'll call us up and say, hey, can you ship? And we were never set up to ship. And, you know, me and my father had been talking about it, and we're like, we've got to do this. So we spent a lot of time to figure out, okay, what's the best way to do this? And what we've come up with is we actually take our barbecue, we chop it up just like we would normally do. We vacuum seal it in a boilable bag. So when it's shipped to you, the process would be you would go to our website, parkersbbq.com. And Paul, if you wanted to ship 15 pounds to somebody,
right,
you go to our website, you order it, the order comes through, and what we do is bags are put in a styrofoam container with dry ice, with instructions, good labeling, and when your friends or family receive the package, all they do is open it up, let the bag thaw for a few minutes, well, a few hours actually, and then they'll let it boil in water for a few minutes, and it's ready. It tastes just like it's been chopped up.
So those are like custom orders. You don't fill the order until it comes in. You don't have
Correct.
It sitting in the back room somewhere.
Correct.
It's absolutely fresh.
Yeah. Well, we flash freeze it. Now, it's mm-hmm. frozen when you get it,
mm-hmm.
but we flash freeze it as soon as we chop it up.
Yeah.
And we found, you know, a lot of the barbecue that's shipped nowadays is either in a microwavable tray or either in a pint container frozen.
Right.
And it's really hard to consistently bring that product up to temperature. And the best way that we have found to heat up our product is steam heat, you know. So being able to have it in a bag where you can boil it in water and heat it evenly, we found it to be the best way to do it.
Well, and it's still true Parker's barbecue. You don't have to add anything to it to bring it up to heat. It's all in that bag until you open it up.
When you cut it out of that bag and let it fall on the plate,
right,
it's just like taking it off the pig off the grill. It's awesome. Yeah. It is. It's really good.
Paul, we love to talk about food on this show.
We talk about food pretty often. That's pretty exciting. You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, and we're talking with owner of Parker's Barbecue, Billy Parker, here. Well, Billy, talk a little bit about what makes your barbecue unique. We're not asking for the secret recipe or anything like that, but what makes it different from other barbecues that you can find here in Eastern North Carolina?
Well, one of the things that we do, we still do, that a lot of other barbecue places don't, is we still do whole hog barbecue. You know, there's still a few places around that do that, but a lot of places have gone to just shoulders or just butts or just hams. We still do whole hog barbecue, which we believe is the best way to do it. Another thing that we do is we buy a smaller pig, and we believe that, you know, over the years, trial and error, that the smaller pigs produce the best meat. It's not as much fat. It's a little leaner, and cooking it is easier to prepare. And another thing that Parker's Barbecue does that I don't know of any place that does this, we stagger our cooking. So we cook three times a day.
Okay.
So I don't care if you're eating a hamburger, a hot dog, or a piece of chicken. It's always better off the grill.
Yeah.
Right off the grill. So what we do is we have a guy at our location all day long. And as the pigs come up, He's chopping them fresh throughout the day. So you're going to get the same fresh barbecue at 8 o'clock at night, right when we get ready to close, that you would get at 12:30 in the afternoon, right in the middle of our lunch rush.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference.
Absolutely.
Mm, and it tastes so good. Well, Billy, what's next for you and what's next for your business?
Well, we're doing some exciting things. And, you know, this year we've added some gear. You know, a lot of people come in, they want a T-shirt, they want a hat, they want a visor. You know, and Callie, my wife, has done a great job of setting all that stuff up for us. It's something that we've always wanted to do, and she kind of took the ball and actually did it, so which has been great. Another unique thing that we started doing this year, which has been kind of groundbreaking for our business, and we've added a corporate chaplain to our business.
Oh, wow.
It's really cool. He visits once a week, every Wednesday, and goes around and just kind of talks and develops relationships with our employees. And just like if, you know, you have a pastor at your church, he's a pastor for our business. He does hospital visits. He's visited our customers in the hospital that have had procedures done. He's trained to do funerals. He's trained to do weddings. He's trained to do marital counseling. So it's one of those benefits that we've tried to give our employees at Parker's Barbecue that we feel like is really important. You can never afford, you know, to pay as much as you'd like to pay. But this is an extra benefit that we've seen. It's made really life-changing differences in some of our employees. He's brought 9 of our employees to Christ since he's been there. The first week he was there, we had a manager that actually passed away.
Oh, wow.
And he actually had a memorial service. Now, this is the first week he started with us. He had a memorial service at our Memorial Drive store. And we had, between customers and employees, 60 people there.
Wow.
And, you know, he was there to help our staff through the grieving part of losing somebody that's been with us for close to 10 years. So that's been a huge thing for us over the past year. You know, adding our corporate chaplain and some of the events that we do with him and the benefit that's provided to our employees, and also, you know, the marketing that we've talked about earlier,
right,
with the T-shirts. And, of course, you know, the biggest thing is being able to ship our product online.
Right.
And, you know, that's slowly building momentum and catching on. And we're about to add new products to that. You know, we're going to add Brunswick stew. We're going to add corn sticks. We're going to add macaroni and cheese. And that way we can put packages together. Right now it's just barbecue. But for those of you out there that have been watching our website, be patient. Other products are coming, I promise.
That's
my
great.
Wife,
we have
my wife
catered
is a
catered meal.
And my wife's a huge fan of the Brunswick stew. So although we can just drive over to Memorial Boulevard and get it, but
well, you married well.
I did, but you know, I did want to say something about the corporate chaplain. You know, all too often people think about their faith and their spirituality as part of their private life, and then we have our public and our work life. And you've really found a way to live your faith in every part of what you do. I mean, that's really something that comes out in talking to you is how important your faith is to you, and how you've taken that extra step to make it part of your work life too.
Well, our whole family feels that way. And, you know, it's easy to compartmentalize, you know, our faith and work. You know, but, you know, God has blessed all of us, you know, you with what you do at the right. university, and us with our, you know, the restaurant, and, you know, Jonathan and Troy with the radio station. It's, what are you doing to impact the people around you? What are you doing to make a difference in people's lives? And at the end of the day, when we're 80 and we're, you know, have one step in the grave and another on a banana peel and we're about to go, you know, you got to look back at your life and say, what have I done to make a difference in people's lives? Because that's what it's all about. And we've been convicted about doing more of our workplace ministry. And we're learning, you know, we're learning as we go along. And we're trying some new things here and there and seeing what works and what doesn't. But we can tell for a lot of our employees, it's been a real blessing.
Well, you serve a great product. You treat people right when they come into your store, and it's certainly a destination not only for people who live here in Greenville, but for people who are visiting. I can't tell you how often we hear about people coming to town for homecoming, and they have a visit to Parker's Barbecue scheduled as part of one of the things that they have to check off the list before they leave Greenville. And so I commend you and all the things that you're doing over there.
Well, we appreciate what you guys are doing for the university. I mean, your show is great. You do a lot to give a lot of pub, you know, to the Alumni Association, which everybody needs to support, by the way. And, you know, we appreciate all you do as well.
Stay tuned to A Pirate's Life for Me. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
While college football polls are deciding who the top teams are, Liberty Mutual wants you to decide who the top coach is. Just log on to coachoftheyear.com and vote for Coach Ruffin McNeil. He demonstrates the kind of responsibility, both on and off the field, that's worthy of being elected the 2011 Liberty Mutual Coach of the Year. Go to coachoftheyear.com to vote right now. Liberty Mutual. Responsibility. What's your policy?
Make the Alumni Association tailgate part of your game day tradition. Leave the grill at home and join our family-friendly atmosphere 2.5 hours prior to kickoff. With live entertainment, games for kids, ECU raffle prizes, food catered by local restaurants, and pirate beverages, Alumni Tailgate is fun for all. Tickets are on sale now and are $10 for Alumni Association members and $25 for non-members. Children 12 and under are free. Call 800-ECU-GRAD to get your Alumni Tailgate tickets today.
This is Paul Clifford from the East Carolina Alumni Association. You may have heard of the concept of paying it forward, the belief that you can rarely pay someone back, but you can always do something for the next generation. And that's what the Alumni Association is all about, supporting East Carolina through student recruitment, scholarships, student programs, and advocacy for the university. Join today!
Call 800-ECU-GRAD or visit piratealumni.com for details.
Hello, this is Greg Abiunas, Director of Planned Giving at East Carolina University. The Leo W. Jenkins Society was established to celebrate the importance of planned gifts to the future of ECU. Planned gifts include bequests, charitable gift annuities, trusts, life insurance, IRAs, and certain gifts of real estate. If you currently have or would like to discuss an estate plan that benefits East Carolina, please call me at 252-328-9573. Be a visionary like Dr. Jenkins and help transform ECU for the future. Call me today at 252-328-9573.
You're listening to A Pirate's Life for Me. Now, back to the show.
Well, welcome back into the show. Boy, I'm ready to go out and eat right now.
I know. It's a good thing it's dinner time. We can head to Parker's.
Absolutely. Well, now's the time of the show where we'd like to ask, are you a member? The number one reason to join the Alumni Association is to support a great university that we all love and to show your power of pride. But did you know membership means you enjoy special member promotions? Your Alumni Association membership allows you access to a variety of special promotions, including discounts nationwide, early notification of programs and events, and members-only event pricing like our $10 tailgate. Keep your membership card handy so you can take advantage of all member discounts and show your power of pride on the road with your car decal. Are you a member? If the answer is yes, thank you for your support. If the answer is no, what are you waiting for? Join today by calling 800-ECU-GRAD or join online at piratealumni.com/join today.
And be sure to join us again next Friday when our guest will be Honorary Alumni Award recipient for 2011, Parker Overton.
Thanks to our producers, Shirley Rhodes and Cliff Brock. And until next time, keep inhaling purple and exhaling gold.
Go Pirates!
You've been listening to A Pirate's Life for Me, an exclusive presentation of Pirate Radio 1250 and 930, the kings of the AM dial.